Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, my name is Barbara Hofmeister and I am your host for today's show. To be or not to be, the choice is yours. And that is exactly what we're going to talk about in the next 30 minutes. About the choices that people take in their lives, the consequences that come out of having made those choices. You're going to hear from really interesting people that sometimes have made wrong choices and were able to correct them. You will hear very, very inspiring stories, how people overcame their challenges and how people started to live their dream, to live the life that they truly choose to live, the life that they've always wanted to live. So get ready for an exciting 29 minutes from today's To Be show. Well, welcome to today's To Be show. My name is Barbara Hofmeister and I'm your show host for today. And you are in for a real treat today. Actually, I want to talk today to the founder of the Global True Purpose Tour. And we will talk more about that. The lady that I want to interview today is named Princess Odelia. Princess Odelia is a scientist, a practitioner, and she's a current doctorate student of metaphysics. She's also an author who, prior to her study of metaphysics, was divinely guided to begin writing the book series Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth Your Purpose. She's a very outspoken speaker and advocate against domestic violence, and I'm totally and totally, utterly in agreement with her there. She's an entrepreneur, an international inspirational speaker, a lecturer, counselor, prolific writer, radio and TV talk show host, CEO, and founder, my God, of Fit for the Journey to Purpose Enterprises Incorporated. She is a truly, and I think that is the most important, a truly inspirational person that I have the pleasure to have found actually by accident, and she invited me to be part of the True Purpose Global Tour that is starting next month on August 13th and 14th in Detroit in the U.S. And we're going to go around the world in the next 10 years. And if you want to be inspired, if you want to learn about what it's like to live your life full of purpose, full of passion, full of love for what you're doing, and actually help to inspire world peace, because that is so necessary, then join us on the True Purpose Tour, which we are starting in Detroit in August. Well, I must say we seem to have a problem here with Princess Odelia calling in, and I did have some issues today getting even into my own radio show, so I hope that she doesn't have telephone issues with that. Well, if she's not here, then I think I will tell you a little bit until hopefully she will join us in a few minutes. I will tell you a little bit about the True Purpose. The True Purpose Tour will be a two-day event that we will, like I said, that will happen in all the countries of this planet that we can get to, where we're invited to come, and we will do 2 days that will absolutely make your life stand on the toes and will show you what it's like to live a life of purpose and passion. Why is that important? Because so many people today live, well, not actually live, they drift through a mediocre life, a life that they don't really enjoy, a life where they know something is missing, where they know for sure that something is missing in their life. And and they want to make it, you know, they know there has to be something more, but they haven't yet found it. And the person to actually help explain that to you is Princess Odilia, and I hope that I have her on the line. I have someone on the line. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you very much. Oh, I was getting a little bit nervous because I couldn't see you there.
That's okay. I'm having trouble with my signal here, and I was trying to get a good spot, and I couldn't dial out for anything. But we're here now, so I'm very, very excited. How are you?
I'm fine. Thank you very much. Thank you. I was just talking about the tour that we are starting it in Detroit, that you are the founder.
Yes.
And I already
yes.
gave them your bio and a little bit information about you. So welcome to the show, and please tell our listeners, what is the Global True Purpose Tour, and why do you want to do it?
Well, Barbara, the True Purpose Tour is designed to ignite a global transformation. Around the world, we're going to tour for 10 years. For this mission, because we believe that if you desire change, then you must first celebrate in advance while knowing that it is so. So to ensure that this is done, we're going to come together as a team going around the world with the intent to transform lives in every city, state, and country that we go, spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. So we are doing this to provide individuals with hope and inspiration. As you were saying, a lot of people desire change. They have dreams. They don't know how to implement the dreams. Mm-hmm. The current situation around the world, there's a global experience of the lack of hope. There's a global experience of just lack and stress, and we want to change that. We want to help transform lives, so that's what we're going to do in the lives of adults and youth, creating and giving them the opportunities that they need to actually come into realization of their life's true purpose.
That is very true. So how do you believe that you can do that with a short period of just 2 days? Because the event is 2 days, right?
That's right. It's a transformational weekend. And what we do in that 2 days, we provide them with inspirational speakers, just as yourself, industry specialists. We have spiritual and personal development coaches. We have all of the tools that is needed for that individual, and we address all subjects. So our team, the True Purpose team, is made up of quite a few people. It's made up of individuals that have had the experience that has been high and have gone through the experience of losing everything, and now they are here with a story. We have individuals that have had their own businesses in various industries, from writing a book, from creating a movie, from real estate to investments, whatever it is, we have a very strong and impactful team. So what we've done is put together a phenomenal agenda together that will address just about anything that somebody is in need of as it relates to their life spiritually, mentally, physically, and financially. So we've put it together. We are going to do a very powerful 3-hour seminar that's going to take place on the first day, and then that's the first 3 hours of the day. And then we go into a transformational, spiritual empowerment, mental transformational, physical and educational igniting boot camp. And it's a long day, but it's okay. It's a long day. And those that attend are going to be definitely inspired by the best in the world. And we are, then after that, we're going to have an opportunity of panelists that will sit in the front of our group, in front of the attendees, and you will be able to ask those experts questions as it relates to your dream. How do I implement? How do I get over this experience of loss? How do I get over the harsh reality that I have in my life, regardless of what it is, whether it's cancer, whether it's you living in a situation of lack, whatever it is, we are there for you to serve. And then the second day, it's for the adults, teachers, and the youth. And in this second day, our objective here is to bring about a change amongst the adults, teachers, and youth. What we have found is that a lot of times the youth are, their dreams are taunted because of the fears of the adults in their lives. And yes, they are completely inundated with their past experiences of life. Whatever it is that they feel that they didn't make it or why they're consumed by the circumstances of the economy and those things around them, what we have found is that those fears, those bondages mentally, they feed into the child, and then the child is not being encouraged as sometimes the adults feel that they are encouraging. They're not being encouraged to the next level and to actually go after their dreams. So we're going to come with just empowerment, spiritual development, positive thinking, as you are going to be discussing on how to just be. And you'll be discussing that with the adults and the youth. We'll be talking about the philosophy of spiritual pregnancy, that compass that we all need, the understanding of the journey that we are traveling to this experience of total happiness and fulfillment. So it's going to be spectacular. And then we're going to be just blessed with wonderful concert and music by some great, phenomenal, world-renowned artists. And it's just going to be awesome. It's just going to be two days of transformation, hitting home on everything, bringing religions together. I could just go on and on together. It's just going to be awesome.
I know that you can. I think for you and me, for instance, we know exactly what we want. We found our purpose. We found our passion, and we are living it. And
that's,
I think,
right,
that nobody that listens to us will doubt that, because it's so obvious. We are so energetic. We are so full of joy of being able to share that passion. How important do you think it is to really know what is your true purpose, so that you can really, focus on that and not focus on the little challenges and little bumps on the road, as all of us have? I mean, even you and me, we have our bumps in the road. So how important is it for people to really know, what is my purpose in this life?
Well, Barbara, for the lack of understanding of what your true purpose is, it yields the results of our world today. It yields a world full of people chasing a traditional process in hopes of attaining stability, thinking that money is going to give them happiness. If you don't know your true purpose, you're not happy. You're not fulfilled. And you know what that means? Ultimately, there is absolutely no way that we're ever going to have a world of peace. I mean, the subject of world peace is almost naught, because it is determined that it's not possible. That's highly unlikely. Well, through the attainment of true purpose, we can have world peace. We can begin to ignite change between different nations and countries around the world, people in communities, bringing people together, understanding the common ground with us. But that is only attained through the process of attaining your true purpose. Because to attain the true purpose, you begin to go within. That's the requirement. The requirement is to go within. And if you do not go within to attain that, then you are not being connected with yourself. So that is very, very important. that's why it's important, because we do need world peace. There are a lot of people that are very depressed. Murders take place because of the lack of knowledge of your true purpose. There's so much that happens. Sickness takes place. You know that. In my studies, one thing that was written was that most of the illnesses, Barbara, are definitely ignited first in the mind. 70% by most scientists, and then there is another percentage. Well, more importantly, is 90%. There's a portion of scientists, about 10% of the scientists that report this, indicate that it's 90% of the illnesses that are that kill, the illnesses that take over people, are first ignited in the mind. Well, on this show, one of the things that we know has to take place is a global transformation in the mind, the way we look at ourselves, the knowledge that we have of ourselves, our perspective of the adversities that we even go through. Because you know what? If you want happiness, you have then subscribed to the jungle of life. You have then subscribed to some great challenges, and it's okay. But we need to know that it's okay. We need to know that it's just a part of the process of us getting to that experience of total happiness and fulfillment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, I totally agree with you there. Totally. And of course, world peace needs to start with us. So
yes,
we need to have peace within us and within our families, within our community, and go out from there. So it has to start from within, and it cannot start from without. This is what people, so often I see that they are trying, our politicians, they're always trying from the outside. And
that's
the blame
right.
is on others, of course, never on them.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, the results are very visible, and they are dismal, really. When you look at today's economy, when you look at the state of peace in the world, when you look at the amount of fear that exists on the planet today, it is, I mean, it's flabbergasting. It's horrible. It's horrendous.
Yes.
I don't even find a word for it. Because, I mean, we can change that. You and me and the rest of the team, but also all the people that come to visit the tour. And if you're listening and you find this interesting and you want to be happy and fulfilled and you want to live a life of purpose, a life of passion, a life where you get up in the morning because you are excited, you're looking forward towards your day, you're looking forward to whatever you're doing with your life because it has a purpose, then please invite us to come and visit your city so that we can, you know, help you and help your neighbors and help your friends and your family to find this fulfillment and happiness in your life. We are happy to come wherever you are. Isn't that true?
Yes, it is. Wherever, fearlessly. You know, Barbara, it was like a couple of years ago where in which I began my transformation first inside. And I had a lot of barriers to overcome mentally. And I mean mentally because of my perspective of who I was, my relationship with who I am and how my religion defined me, you know, how I thought. I don't think it ever so much that I think that socially I was defined, that my social status defined me, but it was definitely the thought that my religion defined me, et cetera. And first, I had to go through a divine course. Well, in that divine course, I was also told and shown that when it takes place, and this is what I heard at first, I had no idea that it was going to be this tour, but I heard when it takes place, they must do it fearlessly. Those that come with you, they must do it fearlessly. And I panicked at first, Barbara. I'm thinking, what in the world is getting ready to happen? And what do you mean fearlessly? Why am I hearing that? Well, when it was given the idea of the True Purpose Tour and Summit, then I realized, because, and who would be the first person that would come to us? the South Africa and then Nigeria. Right in the midst when Nigeria is going through a lot of things right now, they approached. Well, I had no fear. And I don't believe anybody in the team even displayed fear as it related to going to South Africa and Nigeria. And what was very interesting was someone, not long after I had gotten that an email request, someone told me, they said, oh, wow, you're going to go to Nigeria? You better be safe, and began to tell me all of these things. And I was very excited to realize that I felt no fear. I said, if that's where we're supposed to be, then we're going. And those that are a part of the team are doing it fearlessly as well. And they were divinely chosen for this mission. So we're going. And that's it. And you know what I believe, Barbara? I believe that if there's ever any danger and danger of our lives, I really believe that something will take place that will prohibit us from being in that place. That we will be shielded beyond, we will be shielded, and we will go, and lives will still be transformed, and we'll leave with that same shield, and people will be in awe. That's what I believe. That's the type of
I don't think it's necessary to be in fear, because we're bringing a very positive message, and
that's right.
I'm definitely looking forward to going to all these exotic places, definitely, 100%. And, you know, I worked a lot, I think I told you in one of our chats, that I worked a lot in the ex-Soviet countries, and people in these countries are so hungry for this information. They are, you know, they don't have this overwhelm of information that we have in the West, that they had good teachers for many years. Like if you go to London or to Atlanta or, you know, in the States, almost everywhere, they have so many teachers, they have so many seminars, people are tired and they think they know it all. But in these countries, people are hungry. They really want this information. And I've worked in these countries, and believe me, you will notice it yourself, the difference, the energy in the room. It's incredible. They go with you. It's so wonderful. It's so inspiring. And it makes you 100 times better than you normally are, even. Because of that, you get the energy from the people. They want it. And they want it now, you know. And it's wonderful. You will see that, I'm sure.
Yeah, I cannot wait.
Yeah, I've not yet taught in Africa, but I'm really looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to that. So the tour is starting in Detroit, I think, right? In August.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And we've been having a lot that's getting ready to take off as far as marketing and publicity here. We're putting together a march that is going to spear off this historical launch. And we want this, we're anticipating for it to be televised as well. This is something that is definitely going to transform lives, and it's going to be a day of hope, a day of transformation here in Detroit. Now, as you know, I don't know if you know because you're in Germany, but the news is flooded with a lot of things that are going on in Detroit that is not favorable. And, I mean, from the political arena all the way to the murders in the community, the killing, it's just so much going on. I mean, our officials going to jail, we are in need of a transformation. And as a result of that, this is highly, highly anticipated and exciting for everyone here. So this is the launch, as you said, this is the launch. And we are anticipating going to everywhere else around the world, wherever we are called.
Excellent. Can you give us the date so for the listeners, they know when we are where at the moment? And please, if you are listening, you are interested in the True Purpose Tour to come to your city, you can just get in touch with us, either with me or Princess Odelia or any of the team. And you can find us on Facebook, and Princess Odelia will give you the website also in a couple of minutes. Please contact us and just tell us where you are and, you know, tell us how you can help us to find a location, to find a good venue and so on. And we will promise to come to your city and to inspire your people. so that you can feel this transformation, so that you can start living in purpose, and you can help your family, your friends, your neighbors to also live in this spirit and live in true happiness and fulfillment. So what are the dates that we have set up, or the countries that we've set up so far? Hello? Hello? Oh, I think she got cut off. Her connection was not so very good. You see, sometimes it's more difficult to call in from the States than it is to call from abroad, like I am calling from Germany. So I know for sure that we're starting in Detroit in the middle of August, and we are going also to Nigeria, I think also in August, maybe later in the year, in November. I'm not sure. The dates were not defined yet. We are going to Hawaii. We will be going to New York towards the end of the year, and to South Africa in October. So these are the countries that are set, or the places that are set so far. But as I said, if you want us to come to your city, all we need you to do is call us or get in touch with us on Facebook. My name is Barbara Hofmeister, or you can just send me a message here on Blog Talk Radio, on Twitter, or on my website, which is www.thetobebook.com. It's a blog site, and you can just send me a comment there, and I will get back in touch with you. Please join us for this tour, because it's so important that we stand together and we bring transformation to the world. We need to bring transformation to the world. It's our time now. And as you've heard, there's a lot of negativity, a lot of violence going on, a lot of fear, economic crisis. And it is you and me and people like Princess Odelia that will change that. We can do that. If we stand together, we can bring world peace. Starting with one person, with you, with me, with Princess Odelia and her team. Princess Odelia, are you back?
I am. I said I hope that you realize one of the patrons here, my phone died. It did die.
Yeah.
It died as far as the signal, so she was very happy to let me use her phone, where she has great signal and it starts.
We only have a couple of minutes more, so would you want to give our listeners, please, the website where they can find us, or contact details or phone number or whatever you want to give, so that people can actually inform themselves of this tour and they can call us and they can, you know, invite us to their cities?
Yes. The website where they can find out all of the information about the True Purpose team, all of the detail regarding all of the individuals that are traveling around the world, the True Purpose team, they can click bountifulgroup.com. That's bountifulgroup.com. And the date that is that the launch is taking place is actually August 13th and 14th here in Detroit. And that's going to be at the phenomenal Cobo Hall Center and the beautiful redone downtown Detroit, so we're excited about that. So, bountifulgroup.com.
Excellent. Thank you very, very much for having been on the show.
Yes.
And, of course, I will keep our listeners updated as I'm taking part in this fantastic tour, and I'm so excited about it. You know, I'm looking so forward to it. And we are going to transform lives. Not one person, but it starts with one person. It starts with you and me. And we will transform lives, and our goal is to transform billions of lives.
That's
and
right.
And I have a dream, and that is to speak in the stadium in front of 50,000 people. And believe you me, this is going to happen. This has been my dream for a long time, and it's going to happen. And it will probably be part of this global transformation that we are going to be part of. So do join us. If you are near Detroit anywhere, please join us in Detroit on the 12th and 13th of August. If you're in another country, you want us to come, get in touch with us, invite us to come there, and we will make sure that we will. And tell your family and friends to listen to the show or to go to our website and actually join this movement. because world peace, fulfillment and joy, passion and purpose is what is needed in today's world. Princess Odilia, thank you very much for having been
thank
on the show.
You. Thank you so much, Barbara. I can't wait for us to actually meet in person.
Yeah, me too. I'm looking forward to it.
Yes, I
okay,
am too.
Okay, speak to you soon.
Speak to you soon. And we love you, everybody. Love everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I see you next week. Oh, no, actually, next week I'm in London, so I will not have a show. I will see you the week after on Tuesday at 1 p.m. our normal time, 1 p.m. EST, or 6 p.m. GMT. I wish you a wonderful week. See you next week. Bye-bye.